If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A year from now, it's going to happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it? Just like everyone's out of here, go party Saturday night. They're not willing to sacrifice it. I'm like the lone survivor in here. You know? Tonight will be over with too. Tomorrow I'll be stronger for it. Another day will go by. 365 of them happen so fast. Who are you going to be in a year from now? And in a year from now, does that future person hold regret or pride?
Hustle, hustle, hustle. Sleep was sin in my household. If it was daylight, you couldn't be inside. Mom would always say, why are you going to watch someone doing something when you can go out in the world and do it yourself? Turn that damn thing off. Get outside. Had to be outside. Get out in the world. Go hustle. Figure it out. Be home at dark.
What is the best advice you've ever had or received?
Do so much work, it would be unreasonable for you not to be successful.
You got to do it alone. You got to do it broke. You got to do it scared. You got to do it when you don't know what's going to happen. You got to do it when you don't feel like it. You got to do it even when you're nervous. You got to do it even when you don't have the answers, because you'll figure it out as you go. You know, that's the secret to manhood.
Hey, bro, can you just promise me one thing, bro? Promise me that for the next 6 months, you'll give it your all. No averageness, no laziness, no excuses, just pure effort. Because truth be told, that's all that you're missing. It's just effort. If you just hone in, block out the noise, get off the ground, get off your phone, tell your weaknesses no, and tell your strengths yes, I promise you by the end of the year, you'll be in a totally different situation. But I can't want it more than you. You gotta make that choice.
Just keep stacking days. Mm-hmm. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change, but everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets, the less action you take, the more consequences you have, the more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, the more food you eat, the fatter you get, all these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things, and yet you're content with being average. At the end of the day, the keys are in your hands, bro. It's on you to go make that shit count.
The truth is, you must keep going. Why? Because you deserve to see what happens when all your hard work pays off. Keep going because you're stronger than you think. Keep going because each step forward brings you one step closer to your goals. Keep going because the best is yet to come. You need to understand, you can't win all the time. And unless you lose, you haven't even tried.
Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
This is my challenge to you right now. Fight for it. Go the hard route. If there's an easy path and an easy button, it's always, in most cases, it's wrapped with something else. It's wrapped with an agenda. It's wrapped with circumstances. It's wrapped with failure because you're looking for the easy way. Be educated about it. Model other people that are already doing it. Don't be overly risky when you can learn from others, and take the path even if it's hard. If at the end of that path is your full potential or next level potential, and you on the journey towards discovering who you really are.
You're racing against no one but yourself. When you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. It's like this race is you against you, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going, and only where you're going to be your best self.
Pressure changes everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they focus. Others fold. Can you summon your talent and will? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you sleep at night?
Confidence and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. At a certain point, you have to consider that you're choosing to be afraid.
Believe in yourself. Believe that you're better than everyone else. You know what I mean? When I was looking at fights or looking at anything else, I can do this. I'm as good as that. Be confident and be humble, train hard. That's it. Just
don't ever sell out for the temporary reward of what the opportunity is today. Believe in the bigger picture. Believe that all these things are just moments building the wave for the big moment to come. Always plant the seeds of hard work and integrity and honor today, and then every day you water them and nourish them, believe in them. One day that will sprout a flower of which, when you're dead and gone, people will still remember.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again.
If you ever get to a stage where you're saying, you're looking at something and saying, nah, that doesn't work, that's my way is better. That's the wrong way of thinking. You want to learn absolutely everything. You want to absorb everything. And you want to be perfect, you know. You're looking for perfection. And you're looking to be able to move every way. And I mean, that's what I'm looking for anyway, you know.
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? What would they be just... It's obvious. Leave the job. Leave the... You mean, yeah. Get like, it's your brother. It's the, you know, the killer's hiding in the cupboard, whatever it might be. What would the audience watching the movie of your life be screaming at the screen telling you to do?
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. In the final analysis, your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
Yes.
Because you need to be, you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
We suffer every day. That's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush gray like existence.
Yeah.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe.
When you believe, everything is possible. You have two hands.
Every f***ing day I wake up and I don't want to do some f***ing shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a b- today? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
And if you don't have highs, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless. I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard when I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't die like this, bro. I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself, it's 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes, and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on the shit I did to get here.
When I was in college, drinking, partying, doing all the things and being like, you know what? I'm going to stop this. My friends go out. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to go to the gym.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel to prove to everyone that I worked.
Prove what?
that I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Most people's number one fear is public humiliation. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm not afraid of it.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
Marcus Aurelius says your only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing. Focus on what you're doing, get better at what you're doing. Everything else is a complete waste of time.
The humbling reality that I'm not special, and if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world. Or whether that's knitting or yodeling, anything, you have to work, but you have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is, I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. And you know something? The statistics show that 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
We think that we're working our ass off, working hard. You know, we've been working out hard in the gym for a month, but we haven't seen any results. So we get all down and we pass the You study for 30 minutes for a test, and you didn't do as well as you thought. What the do you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of shit, man. I'm outworking the crowd. I'm outworking everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then. Once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. You have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
At the end of the day, I asked myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Yeah. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
See, look, one thing I want you to promise me is that no matter how long it takes, keep going. No matter how much it hurts, keep going. So you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. You gotta understand that this grind is meant to make you who you're supposed to be, a dog. A little grind ain't never hurt nobody. Stop being soft. Let's embrace it. If you go through that fire, you're gonna come out real cold. That's what we want.
The most important key to achieving great success is to decide upon your goal and then launch. Get started. Take action.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel to prove to everyone that I worked.
Prove what? In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that that someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most of, or 9 do most of the fighting. One is a warrior.
Heroes and villains always have the same backstory, pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not going to let it hurt anybody else. Heroes use pain, villains are used by it.
What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
If all your books, videos, and tweets were erased from the internet forever, and all you had was the next 60 seconds to leave to the world, what's the most useful thought you could leave to the world?
Figure out what you want, ignore the opinions of others, and do so much volume that it would be unreasonable that you would be unsuccessful.
That's the difference between a hero and a coward. There ain't no difference. Inside, they're both exactly alike. Both scared of dying or getting hurt. But it's what the hero does that makes him a hero. It's what the other guy doesn't do that makes him a coward.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Most of us, we live in a box and we don't want to go outside that box. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. But what we do is we shackle our mind. We are a prisoner in our own mind that this is all I can do. This is all I'm good at. And we take away the possibilities of you could be this, you could be that, you could be all these things. And I never thought at 300 pounds I could be Navy SEAL. That's how I live my life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves.
When you have fear, that's a good sign. Nothing grows in the comfort zone. Remember that, folks. Nothing. The more comfortable you are, the more you're probably not growing.
There's consequences that you pay to constantly seeking comfort and avoiding discomfort and avoiding hard work. And those consequences are you're never going to feel self-realized, you're never going to feel like you accomplished anything, you're never going to have this feeling of understanding that difficulty and struggle and the ability to push through that is a muscle. And you develop that muscle by doing it. And once you do, you develop a lot of self-satisfaction and you develop peace of mind and you understand that you can overcome obstacles. If you don't have to overcome obstacles, you never know whether or not you can.
Imagine that if you were to go a mile or less, you would walk it. Paradoxically, you would go 2 miles quicker than you would go 1 mile. And if you were to go more than a mile, you would drive it. So, for instance, the friend that should leave his job, but it's just about passable, his boss isn't that much of a dick, the person that stays in an apartment that's got some mold on the ceiling, it's not too much mold and whatever, all of these people would be better off if their situations were worse, because it would galvanize them into actually doing something. If things are good, great, no problem. If things are bad, great, activation energy to go and make them good. If things are just about passable, you end up being comfortably numb.